Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined by their tight end who's been on the show before, Kyle Rudolph. Kyle, Tiki and Tierney, welcome back to the show. How you been?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we're surprised you're not down here taking in the festivities. Do you live here in the offseason?
I'm excited. You know, obviously having the Final Four up here in Minneapolis. It's incredible having, you know, the last four remaining in March Madness, but also the other festivities that surround it. You know, we had the college slam dunking three-point contest last night. I just left the high school slam dunking three-point contest out at East Ridge High School with the top 25 players in high school basketball. It's a lot of fun. You know, inside of me, there's a basketball player at heart, so this weekend is a really good time.
Nice. Did you ever play, Kyle? High school?
I played a little bit, you could say.
Yeah.
What does that mean? He was All-State? That's probably what it means, right? All-State, 18 points a game, 8 rebounds.
I was set my freshman and sophomore year that I was going to go play basketball in college. It was all I wanted to do. And then I blamed Coach Trussell at Ohio State. He sat me down in between my sophomore and junior year and told me that I should think about this football thing, that it might work out for me. And obviously back then, the recruiting process was different. Football recruiting didn't start until your junior year, whereas basketball recruiting could happen much earlier. So once the football recruiting process started, that kind of made my decision for me.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, I think it was the right decision now. 8 years or in the NFL and a couple of Pro Bowls, and you're one of the great tight ends in the game right now. But let's talk about last season. I think it's probably a disappointment, especially considering where the heights that you got to the season before. What do you think went wrong or wasn't as congruent with the season? Obviously, the quarterback change is something people will talk about. But from your perspective, being inside that locker room, what was different?
Well, obviously, when, you know, you go to an NFC championship game and then you come in and, you know, we got Dalvin back healthy, paid Kirk a lot of money to come over in free agency, expectations are going to be even higher. And we didn't meet those expectations. And a lot of that blame gets placed upon Kirk because he's the quarterback and he's the one making all the money. But that couldn't be further from the truth. You know, for us as a football team, I think, you know, we talked during the season and I told you guys how, you know, we just hadn't put a complete game together. Offense would play well, defense might not play as well, or special teams might not be up to par, offense and defense play well. We never played that complete game. And it just seemed like, you know, the year before we started to put it together and we rattled off 10 straight wins. And last year it was like we could never get over the hump. You know, one phase would play well and then another phase would slack off. And, you know, towards the end of the year our defense was playing great football. And offensively, we didn't put it together. We weren't scoring enough points to help our team win games. And you have to have all three phases playing at a high level if you want to win in this league.
There's no question. We're talking to Kyle Rudolph, tight end for the Vikings. And, you know, Kyle, suddenly you look at the NFC North here, and the Bears, really, since you entered the NFL for the most part, had been, you know, quite down. They had 12 wins a year ago. Obviously, when Aaron Rodgers plays, I mean, they're as big of a threat as anybody. I know he's been a little bit banged up, but the Packers are the Packers when they have Rodgers. Detroit's always a little tricky because they have a pretty good quarterback as well. It just seems like the NFC North has gone from a little top-heavy to all of a sudden top to bottom, incredibly competitive. And that, you know, that's another challenge for you guys. Do you feel like maybe, going back to last year, before Kirk even came with Case, do you feel like maybe in hindsight a real great opportunity was missed by you guys? Do you think about that?
Oh, no question. I mean, when you're one game away from the Super Bowl, that doesn't happen very often. You know, I think as someone that's been around this league for a little while and have reached my first NFC Championship game in year seven, you know, you realize that those opportunities don't happen all the time. And, you know, it was hard for a while thinking about the opportunity that we missed. But with that being said, we've been fortunate. You know, our front office, Rick Spielman, Rob Brzezinski, have done an unbelievable job, for the most part, keeping the core of our team together. And, you know, we got a chance to bounce back this year, and I think the culture in our locker room is what will help us prevail and get back to where we were a year ago.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly what should happen and needs to happen. And I think back to last season, it was that Buffalo Bills game that it shocked us. You know what I mean? It was like, absolutely, what's going on with the Vikings? And why am I forgetting his name? Everson Griffin had that incident right before that game. Was that an effect on you guys? Because that's how we positioned it, just from afar. It was kind of shocking. It was like, what the heck is going on with his health and his, you know, who he's becoming? How did that affect you guys? Because that loss was shocking for us in a sense.
Well, no question. You know, I think more than, you know, a lot of times it gets pegged as being a distraction in the locker room. And, you know, I wouldn't necessarily go that route. But the biggest thing was, you know, we missed Everson for 5 or 6 weeks during the season. And, you know, he's a three-time Pro Bowler and arguably one of the best pass rushers in our league. So
that's right.
When you don't have a guy like that on the field, you know, you look at the next week we went out to L.A. and they scored 38 points and put up over 500 yards on us. I'd like to have, you know, Everson in that situation, because I think things would have been a little different. So I think we definitely missed him on the field. But, you know, we had guys that stepped up and got valuable time, and that's going to help us next year as well.
You know, Kyle, the city of Minnesota, it's funny, because, you know, back in the day, certainly the North Stars, you go back that far. The Twins, we talked a little Twins baseball yesterday, and some names I know that you've heard and are familiar with: Rod Carew, Oliva, the great Kirby Puckett, Kent Herbeck. I mean, baseball's got a great deep lineage here. The Vikings made 4 Super Bowls in the 70s, but, you know, never won it. What would it mean? You know, can you verbalize? You've been here long enough to really know this fan base as well as anybody. What would it mean for the Vikings to actually win the Super Bowl?
Oh, it'd be incredible. You know, everybody talks about this is the state of hockey, and you mentioned the great history and tradition that the Twins have with all the Hall of Famers and World Series that they have. But, you know, this town, this state, this fan base is starving for a Super Bowl. You know, obviously the 4 Super Bowl losses in the 70s are heartbreaking. The many NFC Championship game losses since, it's just a fan base that's really starving for a championship. And, you know, we really got a taste of that when we made our run in 17 and got to the NFC Championship game. You felt like you were playing not only for yourself and for that 2017 Minnesota Vikings team, but for every player, every fan, every coach that had been in that organization. They were right along with us on that run.
Yeah, no, you could feel it, and it was a fun one. And we talked about some of the player changes, and Kurt was the one that we talked about most. But you also changed coaches. Pat Shurmur, your offensive coordinator, left. He became the head coach of the Giants. Flip took over, who I know because he was at the Giants when I was there. But year two of this new offensive regime with Flip and Kurt at the helm, how does it change? How does it get better? You know, how do you elevate yourself to that place that you were at in 2017?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we have to do is getting back to what we've done here historically that's made us successful on offense. And, you know, that's running the football, taking advantage of play action, being fundamentally sound in the different parts of situational football, whether it's third down, red zone. But then, you know, we get the game close in the fourth quarter and we execute. We get a stop when we need one, or we get a score when we need one. We didn't do that last year. We were middle of the road in red zone. We were middle of the road on third downs. You know, we didn't get critical stops when we needed them. And so that's the result. That's the difference of going 13-3 and 8-7-1.
It is a very, very thin margin for error in the NFL. Razor thin, man. I mean, you guys put the work in, you know, from the OTAs, pumping weight, doing the shuttles, keeping your bodies right, free agency, draft, all the things that happen. And then one misread or one failure to pick up a blitz or one drop pass, one wacky play, it's fragile. So we know what you guys go through. Tiki lived it. I watch it as a fan, and looking forward to seeing the Vikings gear up for another season. As I said before, the division's going to be very, very good. It's only getting better, but it's fun. So thanks for hopping back on, Kyle. Good to catch back up with you. Thank you very much.
Hi, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.